Ah yes, those women enjoy being dykes. That was the Artemis Singers, who call themselves Chicago's Lesbian Feminist Chorus, and in 2005, they put out a 2-CD set called 25 Years, capturing performances from their long history. This is J.D. Doyle with part 2 of my special show on lesbian music obscurities, and I decided to make this segment all about dykes. Every song will have the word dyke in the title, and of course will be by lesbian singers. Has anyone ever done a segment like this? Don't know, but I hope you stick with me, as there's some good stuff ahead, like a track from a cassette tape Teresa Chandler and Karen Ripley released in 1994 called I Survived a Femme. The song is called D-Y-K-E.
With her hands in her pockets and a confident air, she laughs with her head flung way back. She runs her hands through her hair. Well, I see her out walking or standing there talking in her boots and her faded blue jeans. And I don't know about you, but she's the best thing that I've ever seen. He is for darling. You are driving me out of my mind. K is for kiss me, never forget me. I'll go to the end of the line. E is I'd love every one of you if I had time. There's something a little too bold the way she catches my eye. Turns my head so I stop go by. There's blondes and brunettes and redheads, you bet, from Zimbabwe to Tennessee. Yeah, she's everywhere and she's anything she wants to be.
They're lovely, luscious ladies who do not know their place. They're witty, witchy women with discriminating taste. Ooh, a thrill ripples this hollow heart. Ooh, the chills thrill this matriarch. 'Cause I like being a lesbian. Yes, I like being a dyke. I like women's music.
music. I like women's stories. I love women's centers and their outlying territories. I like women's drivers and, of course, women drivers. I like what you like and we like dykes. Oh, sublimate or no, no more. Hesitate or no, I'm sure.
Alison Farrell was in the middle of that set singing I Like Being a Dyke from her 1993 album Tomboy. And then we heard Lynn Thomas and Dykes. That was from Courage, her 1991 release. Now, some of you may know of the group The Fabulous Dyketones, which was together in a lot of incarnations for many years. From 1988, their theme song starts off this next set.
Thank you very much, boys and girls, and welcome to our 11th annual assembly at Dyke High. Yeah. Well, you know, some of your faces look mighty familiar. And we're probably familiar to lots of you folks, too. But for those of you who've never met us before, we'd like to introduce ourselves.
Boom, boom, ba 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 boom, boom, ba 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 boom, boom, ba 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 boom, boom, ba ba.
Well, hello, we are the Dyketones, and we are here to play for you. We've got the beat you can move your feet to, so go put on your dancing shoes. We're gonna have some fun, no time to scare no one with all the crazy things we do. So hurry, don't be late, whether you're gay or straight. We're gonna knock the socks off you. We're gonna knock the socks off you. Well, we got Bobby socks beating on the skin. She can really keep the beat. And we got Bonacious playing on guitar. And Goody Two Shoes blowing keys. Now we've got Penny Loafer thumping bass guitar. there's Chucky here. It's true that she is quite a woman. We'll knock the socks right off your feet. We'll knock the socks right off your feet.
So
song My Dyke, of course to the tune of My Guy, was done by a duo that went by Women in Comfortable Shoes. That was Harris Blackwood and Janice Genevois, and their 1992 CD, Soul Searching, was very queer, just the way I like it. And Judy Reagan was pretty stern in her song called Dyke. That was from her 1983 LP, Old Friends. And I'm starting this next set off a bit more mellow with a song from one of our early comedy treasures, Lynn Lavner. From her 1986 LP, I'd Rather Be Cute, comes First Dyke on Dynasty.
Never gave a tinker's damn for what people think of me. Never threw my hat in the ring of notoriety. What's caused my change of heart? What's brought my perfect part? Never cared to grovel at ambition's golden door. Never dared to question what my time on earth was for. What does life hold for me? Why, my hour on ABC. I want to be the first Dyke on Dynasty. I want a lavender Mercedes Benz. Why, I'll be the envy of all my faggot friends. I want to sit on the board of directors of a conglomerate. Give me the options and the common stocks, and I'll have a Joan Collins on the rocks. Why grieve and sigh? Life's short, and so am I. But now I'll show what I can do, and I'll cut crystal too. Someday I'll seek an interracial rendezvous with Dominique, and just before she kicks, I'll be the last of Barbara Stanwyck's tricks. First Dyke on Dinah. Nothing could be finer than to name a fragrance for me. First Dyke on Dinah. I'll bump all my kin off and I'll star in my own spinoff. First Dyke on Dynasty.
When I got married, everyone was really pleased, you know, everyone was really happy because I got married. And when I got divorced and left that behind and began saying quite openly that I was a lesbian, the response was somewhat different. And this song explains that to you.
I've known you for years, I'd never have guessed. But don't get me wrong, I am not distressed. I was not a teenager in the 60s without realizing we all got to be free. And if you're gay, that's okay by me. Although I'm heterosexual, I'll always be your friend. You know I really mean that, I do not pretend. And now you know, I'll always be true. Do you think you could tell me exactly what you do? What's it like to be a dyke? What's it like? Have you told your mum and dad, or would it make them too sad? What's it like to be a dyke? What's it like? Have you told them at work, or is that something you shirk? What's it like to be a dyke? What's it like? Do you wear men's clothes? Do you go to strip shows? What's it like to be a dyke? What's it like? Are you butch or femme? Do you really hate men? What's it like to be a dyke? What's it like? Have you got a plastic cock? Do you play with it a lot? What's it like to be a dyke? What's it like?
Thank you.
Lots of history in those last two tracks, and the iconic Tom Robinson is connected to both of them. In 1982, a concert was recorded benefiting the London Gay Switchboard, with a bunch of artists and Robinson being the main draw. Of course, he sang Glad to Be Gay. But for this show, I needed a Dyke song, and there was one in the concert by longtime lesbian educator and activist Carol Uzkarat. She sang What's It Like to Be a Dyke? The next song was A Dyke's Gotta Do What a Dyke's Gotta Do. On that one, Tom Robinson provided backing vocals to Jill Posner, who is not at all known as a singer. But the record was also a benefit one, this time for London's Gay Pride in 1979. Posner has a long resume, including being a Lambda Literary Award-winning editor, an author, photographer, and was the first female member of the Gay Sweatshop, Britain's first gay professional theater company. And she wrote the company's first lesbian play, Any Woman Can, in 1974. Again, lots of history. And here's one more UK recording, and the song was sung live at the London Gay Pride in 1979 that I just mentioned. But I need to back up in the artist's history, as she was a popular artist in the early 60s, when girl singers were all the rage in the UK. And she released a number of now very hard to find 45 RPM recordings. Anyway, the singer was named Polly Perkins, and the track is from 1976. I did a feature on her a few years ago, and she told me that the song was only on a cassette and only sold at gigs and at the lesbian nightclub she had then, so this is very rare. Now, the recording quality is not studio quality, as it's a demo, but it's too historic not to share with you. It's called Super Dyke. A side note. She told me that when she sang the song at Gay Pride in London in 1979, she was booed off the stage by the politically correct lesbians because she was wearing lipstick and hot pants. That may have been prior to the phrase lipstick lesbian. Again, here's Super Dyke.
I live the way I like. That's why I choose. lesbian. Butch dyke, you can call it what you like, but it's what I am and what I'll always be. A lesbian, butch dyke, and that's why they call me Mike. And not Jane or Susan or Penelope. I have a leaning towards a meaningful new tete, a tete. But if there's a man in the vicinity, and if he infers he'd like to get in it, he... No, it only won't. The only thing he'll get is a lesbian butch dyke. You can call it what you like, but it's what I am. It's what I am and what I'll always be.
I always crave the simple life, a picket fence, a pretty wife, a doll to bring my slippers to the door.
To the door.
And I thought I found it yesterday at the Gay Pride Jamboree with that sassy mama named Jean Marie. Well, Jean Marie, she looked so fine after a couple of jugs of wine. I said, honey, won't you move on in with me?
In with me.
She said, thank you much, and I think I will, and I'll bring my manger dog named Bill. Me and Bill will be your family. It's a dyke drama, and anyone can play. It's a dyke drama, living the gay way. It seems so many women hanging around this town, working out their karma in a dyke drama, working out their karma in a dyke drama. Well, everything's doing swell with me and Jean Marie and Bill. We were happy campers for a spell.
For a spell.
But then Jean Marie started acting wild and blamed it on her inner child. Every time she turned our happy home to hell. It seems she had a violent streak, and maybe once or twice a week she'd take you throwing the pots and pans around.
Hands around.
And then me and the manger dog named Bill would run for cover and wait until those reruns of Roseanne came on TV. I used to watch them soap operas almost every day, because my life was so plain,
plain, plain.
But now that I found Jean Marie and that manger dog named Bill, my life is more exciting than I ever came. Yeehaw! It's a dyke drama, anyone can play. It's a dyke drama, living a gay way. It seems so many women hang around this town, working out their karma in a dyke drama, working out their karma. I try to cook and I try to chew, but me and the manger dog named Bill were getting sick and tired of Jean Marie.
Jean Marie.
So we went out walking and ran into my ex-girlfriend named Becky Sue. She said, honey, won't you come back home to me? So Bill and Becky Sue, we went back to talk to Jean Marie. We greeted by a note hanging on the door.
On the door.
It said, sorry, but I ran away with some bulldog I met yesterday, and I'm leaving you that manger dog named Bill. But that's all right, you see, I'm oh, it's a dyke drama, anyone can play. It's a dyke drama, living the gay way. It seems so many women hanging around this town, working out their karma in a dyke drama, working out their karma in a dyke drama. Y'all come back now. Yep.
After Polly Perkins and Super Dyke came a very short song from a movie from 1976 called The First Nudie Musical. Among the so-called stars were Cindy Williams, just before she started filming Laverne and Shirley. And the song Lesbian Butch Dyke, sung by Debbie Shapiro, lasted only 54 seconds. And closing that set was Melinda and the title track from her 1994 cassette Dyke Dramas. Yes, I know it's only September, but I have a couple of Christmas dykes for you. From a very, very rare 1986 cassette tape by Jan Barlow is the title song, Dyke the Halls. And she'll be followed by an act that really can sing.
Get a date with Jane or Molly Pye. Child, it's a girl. Holy, holy infant, so very tender and so very wild, mild. Sleep, yea, sleep on futons in peace. Now, would that be the 6-inch or the 8-inch, all Dacron or all cotton? Never mind. Sleep on futons in peace.
Comes one of the very best LGBT holiday albums ever by Venus Envy. Silent Dyke is from the classic I'll Be a Homo for Christmas. This next set is definitely more upbeat, starting with La Tigra and a dancey song from their 2001 CD, Feminist Sweepstakes, called Dyke March 2001. And they will be followed by a band from Scotland named Scrag Fight. From 2011, their song is the newest song in this segment and is called Dyke Liberty and the Fag.
I like going to the Dyke March because I like to be surrounded with women.
Marching naked ladies. Yeah.
After Scrag Fight was the song Dyke Hag, courtesy of the Austin band Raunchy Reckless and the Amazons. And there are two more Dyke songs to go, and I could not leave out Monica Grant. From her delightful 1996 CD, Paradisiac is P.C. Dyke.
Don't know much about astrology. Don't know much about recovery. Don't know much about herbs or quartz. I don't know much about tofu or sports. But I do know that I love you. And if this girl could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about global relations or alternative fertilization. Don't know if on our backs is really outrageous. Look at the pictures and I turn the pages. But I do know that I love you. And if this girl could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, darling, I ain't claiming to be a PC type, but I'm trying to be. Maybe by being a PC dyke, baby, you'd fall in love with me. Don't know if I have arrived. Don't know much about my past lives. Don't know much about lesbian sex. Know what I like, I'll figure out the rest. But I do know that I love you. And if this girl could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. Astrology. Ooh. Recovery. La ta 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 ta.
Herbs or quartz.
Ooh.
Tofu or sports.
But I do know that
I loved you.
And if this girl could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. What a wonderful world this would be. What a wonderful, wonderful world.
Again, that was Monica Grant, and her album also contains a bisexual version of My Boyfriend's Back. But that's for another time. This is J.D. Doyle with the closing song of this way too long Dyke set. It's by a quite funny UK artist, Claire Summerskill. I have several CDs by her, and this song comes from her 1999 release, Make It Sound Easy. She says she wants an obvious Dyke.
Listen all up, you out there. I'll tell you something that I've got to share. Gonna tell you in this song why fammy girls don't turn me on. Well, give me 501s and a denim shirt. You can keep your lipstick and your mini skirt, 'cause I know what I want. You're just not my type. I want a 10-ton cropped hair, obvious dyke. It leaves me high and dry. Or this lesbian chic. I need a tough bull dyke to make my knees go weak. Call me old-fashioned, but I know what I like. I like a dyke to be a dyke. So if you're window shopping, wanna give it a try, then you can count me out. And here's the reason why. 'Cause I don't want no swingers taking me for a ride, 'cause they might end up sleeping with the other side. So if you need to explore your sexuality, then go on right ahead, but just not with me. Call me old fashioned, but I know what I like. I like a dyke to be a dyke. So you can keep your fashions and your lesbian trends. Give me a biker's jacket and a pair of DMs. If a designer dyke said I made her heart melt, I'd say my kind of power dressing is a studded leather belt. When it comes to women, I won't take part lock. I want a diesel dyke who drives a bus or a truck. Call me old
like to be a dyke. Call me old fashioned, but I know what I like. I like a dyke to be a dyke.